Amen, amen, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falling into the earth dieth, itself remaineth alone. But if it dieth, it beareth much fruit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the first Saturday of April, the Saturday in Passion Week. Today we commemorate today's Saint Isidore of Seville. The name may not mean anything to you, but if ever there was a saint who, as it were, had the right to die perfectly content for all that he had done, why, that would be Isidore of Seville. He was a man of universal knowledge. Indeed, he wrote an encyclopedia that was the mainstay of studies in the Middle Ages for centuries, and he had a concordance of sacred scripture, of theology. He had the idea of an index, really, for the first time. It was Isidore of Seville who took the dying remnants of the Roman civilization in Spain and added to it the Visigoths, the barbarian tribes. Six kings lived during his lifetime as Archbishop of Seville, whom he converted. They had been heretics. They were Arians who didn't believe in Christ's divinity. He converted them and put everything together. And almost by the sheer force of his accomplishments and personality, he created a Catholic civilization. And yet, it's interesting to note, he died 636 A.D., around the same time as arose Mohammed in Saudi, what's what is today Saudi Arabia, Medina. And within a couple of generations, Mohammed and his troops would overwhelm the whole of the Mediterranean basin, and this whole wonderful Catholic civilization that he had created would be destroyed and would go underground for centuries. But our Lord says that unless the grain of wheat dies, it stays by itself. It has to be buried. It has to go down into the earth so that it can sprout again and bring new life, referring to himself. But I think our Lord as well gives us a kind of a Catholic philosophy of history, how these things are meant to be. And so, all of this magnificent work that he accomplished, really one of the few, you might say, who on the hour of his death could say, consummatum est, it is accomplished, it's finished, it's perfected. But within a few generations of his death, it was almost all wiped away by the Muslim invaders. But that was meant to die, and then under all those centuries of persecution, martyrdom, holy war, crusading, finally there emerged the Hispanidad, what Spanish call Spanish Christian civilization, which would have the great honor and sublime task of taking the name of Christ and the Holy Catholic faith to the New World, to North, Central, and South America, and to create a new civilization. You see how God works. And yet you and I are living in a particular place in time. We don't have that vision. We can't see the whole picture yet. We would like to. We sometimes compliment ourselves that by means of all of the knowledge that we have today, we could, but we're no better than our fathers. We can't. All we can know is that we ourselves, and probably even our place and time and civilization, must fall into the earth and die, like a little grain of wheat, and be planted, be buried over with soil, so that one day something else and better for God's glory can arise from it, the divine plan. Father Chicago pointed out to me this morning that St. Isidore of Seville is the patron saint of the Internet. Because of his universal knowledge and the fact that he, for so many centuries, was relied upon as a way to access that knowledge, because he gathered it all together into one place and he indexed it, and very carefully. In that sense, we have to be very grateful to him. And yet, surely at the moment of his death, with all of these things fled away from him, that didn't matter so much. What mattered finally, of course, but that he had served our Lord, and that he, really one of the few, that's why he's a doctor of the church, so great a saint, could say, consummatum est, it is finished, perfected, and accomplished. Last thought about today's saint is about our spiritual lives, and maybe our intellectual lives, and the life of the church today. That is to say, we don't have the whole full picture of things. How important it is for us to be patient, just like a child must be patient during his long years of schooling. Every year when the feast day of St. Isidore falls on a school day, I always tell the children this story. It's a marvelous story for students to hear. St. Isidore was, it is true, a home education student, but he had as his teacher not a distracted mom who had plenty of other things to worry about, but a brother, Leander, who was already a bishop. There was a big difference in age amongst the siblings in the family, and he was extraordinarily strict. And Isidore, being a boy, wasn't always up to it. He didn't always have his lessons done, his homework finished, his memorization made perfectly. On one occasion or another, St. Isidore realized he was just behind. And because he was behind, back then what happened? Well, you got beaten when you were behind. Your mother didn't holler at you and then just go on to something else. You got beaten. And he knew that his brother, the bishop, would come and beat him because he hadn't done his homework. And he grew discouraged, and he looked for the easy way out, as anybody would. And so he ran away from home. As children will sometimes, or at least they think about it. He ran away from home as fast as his little legs could carry him, away from Leander, his brother, the mean bishop, who was going to beat him for not doing his homework. And he finally sat down to rest at a well to get a drink of water. And as he sat there and he contemplated his sad fate, he got to looking at the water that fed the well, how it came from above, a stream, a little waterfall, drop by drop. And he saw that the drops of water over the passage of the ages had made a groove in the rock where the water fell. It was all carved out, not by hand, but by nature. Not in an instant, or a day, or a generation, or a century, but over so many years, finally that groove in solid, hard rock was made. And he thought to himself, if the slow application of water could make a hole in a rock, if I apply myself a little bit at a time each day, I can make a hole in my rocky, stony old head and make a little progress. And he took some encouragement from that, and he went back, and he took his beating, and he continued on. Then he organized this marvelous school system for all of Spain. It said that each cathedral was obliged to have a proper school, at least one in each city. And he became the man of universal knowledge, the boy who didn't want to do his homework, that had never grown discouraged, whether it be homework, whether it be the spiritual work of the soul, whether it be the work of our Lent, which is now drawing to a close, isn't it? Or whether it be perhaps the work of this church or of the church in our day, when the church seems to be nothing more than that little grain of wheat that's been buried in the ground, because in due time, with water and sun and soil, it will sprout and it will grow up again. God's holy will be done in all time and in all ways. For me it is to do my duty today, just today, so that at the end of the day, I too can say with our Lord and his saints, Sanctum Maranatha. It's finished. It's perfected. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.